Welcome back to Anime Cons TV. We're back with our good friend Charles Dunbar,
Ayo.
Who also joined us at PortCon, and I have to say, PortCon continues to be just the laid-back convention, just very easygoing. Anything stand out for you?
How many people were there? Oh my god, it was crowded for the first time ever. I'm like, I can't move. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, I'm saying I couldn't move.
Yeah, it's... That is kind of the one thing I'm a little concerned about, because they are getting very close to being full up at the DoubleTree. And they found the creative ways around it, like the tent for main events and everything like that. And part of me wants to say it might be time to find a better location. But at the same time, I feel like it would lose that heart there.
It would. I mean, part of the reason it makes PortCon such a great convention is the location. The DoubleTree is really nice. The way the DoubleTree is laid out is really nice. The fact that the mall is across the street, that's where you go at PortCon if there's no room in the halls, or if there's no panels, or if you don't want to go to the dealer's room. You go to the mall, and the mall is full all day of cosplayers and congoers just wandering around, having a really good time. That really contributes to the laid back.
Yeah, and once again, plenty of food options from the food court in the mall, to a couple just good sit-down restaurants.
Meet the Greeks.
And heck, there's even the there's the Tim Hortons, which, you know, good coffee and everything.
Didn't get there this year. I'm really surprised. I did not make it to Tim Hortons this year.
That has become one of my PortCon traditions, is Tim Hortons. So, anything you think they need to keep an eye on, or you think would they want to fix, or anything like that?
Aside from the crowding, honestly, the con did pretty good this year. I mean, the paneling was great. The guests were fun. Just the dealer's room was pretty good. The artist alley was incredible. The artist alley this year was phenomenal.
One thing I've noticed about PortCon's artist alley the last 2 years is I feel like it's been a growing trend that more and more artist alley, it's mostly people just selling prints, not producing art at their tables, and PortCon is a great exception to that. There's a lot of people that are making great art for really reasonable prices and things like that, so that's really nice to see. Going back to the panels, though, the one piece of advice I would give PortCon for next year is I think they need to start doing, and this is something every con across the board I think needs to start doing, is do a 15 to 30 minute space between one event and the other, especially at PortCon where you have a smaller event, so you can clear the room and you don't have a huge bottleneck of people getting out and people getting in.
I had that problem with a couple of my panels this year. They literally, the panels went right to the minute, and then I'm supposed to be there, and they still haven't broken down yet, and I'm like, okay, you're eating into the next slot. I think that needs to be a thing. Like, every con needs to do that at some point, and it helps with just the logistics.
Aside from making it easier for the next panelist to set up and everything like that, it's a bit of a cheat for staff, because at the end of the day, that's a little less time that you have to program for that room. And I mean, that sounds like a down thing, but it's a little less of a headache. So I think they can work it, and I think it would, as long as they make it across the board every time this room's going to clear, I think people will adapt to it pretty quickly.
They were doing. You're usually pretty good with getting the attendees out of the room. This year, I was noticing a lot of people saying you can't camp in rooms anymore. You got to leave. You got to get out. They're pretty good with that. If a panelist, previous panelist has like a ton of stuff they need to get out of there, they do need to start clearing out 5 minutes before and not saying, "Well, I got 5 minutes left. Let's take five more questions from the audience." Because I mean, like, just from a strict professional standpoint, it doesn't look really good when the next guy's got to wait 10 minutes for you to pack up all your stuff. And then he's going to run over, and then someone's going to run over. Next thing you know, it's like you're 40 minutes behind.
Yeah, it's just kind of take care of each other and everything like that. And if the roles were reversed, you wouldn't be that. One other thing that I always enjoy, and like, because it's just kind of, PortCon has that heart to it. And like, they just have the little fun things. I always like seeing there with the ramen that they're selling, they have all the crazy flavors.
Yeah.
I saw takoyaki, you know, octopus balls. They had a kimchi. I got my bottle of curry flavored ramen. And it's just little quirks like that that make it fun. And it's a very friendly staff. I mean, we have one of our best fans of the podcast really enjoys talking with us. And that feeling, I think, is across the staff. That's, if they're not busy, they're a great bunch to just sit down and talk to.
I love the swap meet. I love the fact that if you have your stuff and you want to get rid of it, but you're having trouble selling it, one of the hardest things to do is to get rid of the stuff that you don't want. You got that little table that they always have manned. You just bring the stuff there. You drop it there. They do good to sell it. They do it with all that. I think that's a great idea, and I think more cons should do that.
Yeah, I finally remembered to start working on a box for next year, which leads into my next thing. I know I'm looking forward to going back next year. You brought a carload of friends to see.
Brought a carload of friends this year. We had four people with me.
And what was their impression of it?
My friends enjoyed it. They liked the fact that it was a good community. One of my friends was she was debuting some panels there. She wants to run an Otakon, so she did really good with getting that in there. My friend Bob, I mean, he just loves traveling, and he thought Portland was a really great place to travel to. And yeah, really, if you've never been to Maine, I mean, Portland is about as Maine as you can get.
Yeah, I've heard this from a lot of people. Like, they like to come up a little earlier, stay a little late. I mean, you're not right near downtown Portland at the DoubleTree, but it's a short drive away, and so much to do.
We had a lot. We had a good fun sampling the different seafood restaurants, and we actually went to the movies at one point just because the Cinemagic was right there. And we're like, hey, let's go, because there was we had a little lull on our panel schedule. So it's like, my friends really had fun going there. My friends said they expressed interest in going back next year.
Yeah, I also had two friends who had never been to a single convention.
Oh, BorgCon's a really good one to start.
They were both like, so like, oh, so this is what it's like. I'm like, this is your gateway. This is where, and. I remember they had the Ghostbusters table there, and one of my friends who is, you know, trying to play it cool, you know, doesn't like to let on that he's geeky sometimes, and he was like, oh man, the proton packs are really cool, and, you know, still trying to play it, you know, straight face and everything, and then they asked him, do you want to try it on? And his face lit up like a kid on Christmas.
Yeah.
So, I really like PortCon.
It's got a good welcoming atmosphere, and that's the important part.
I think just a little few minor improvements. I don't think anything's broken.
Logistics could use some streamlining, but, you know, the logistics can use streamlining almost anywhere.
So, all right. Well, if you went to PortCon or any convention, don't hesitate to let us know what you think. You can leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE. There's always our forums, which is animegons.com/forums. You can also check out the Facebook page and animegons.com, or our specific to the podcast, Animecons Podcast, and even our Twitter at Animecons TV. Once again, we love hearing from everybody. We'd love to hear what your experiences are. If you love a con, you hate it, let us know. Thanks.